Hello there. This is something new for me, and I want to say bear with me because I'm also not feeling super well. So my voice is a little fucked up right now, but hopefully this is still enjoyable for anybody who would be interested in listening. Going to attempt a little ramble fap, mostly to see if I might feel any better afterwards. I know it's not a cure, but I am really, really horny, so at least it will cure that. So I figured I'd just turn on my vibrator and see if this is enjoyable to anyone. And yeah, well, I will say that I am lucky enough that I recently had a really fun experience with someone. So I've got plenty in the bank, if you know what I mean. I am not a porn person, and I've been listening to audio erotica to get off for way longer than than any experience I've even had with porn. So, okay, I think that's enough rambling outside of like the thick of it. I don't know. Again, never done one of these, but if you're still here, I think I should go ahead and get started. Okay, I don't know how well you'll be able to hear my vibrator, so hopefully, let's see. Okay. And my bed does squeak, so that's a pre-warning for any of you listening. I will say, though, oof, that like first sensation you get when you put the vibrator right on your clit is so exciting. I always like a little bit of a tease at the beginning, just like starting on my clit and getting to that moment where like the sensation starts to really build up and I can feel that I'm about to come. And then I just slide the vibrator down so that there's like a little bit of a little bit of relief before I continue. Oh, I am extra sensitive today. Since I haven't been feeling well, have been neglecting myself is the only way that I can describe it. However, I have a extremely caring and wonderful friend of mine who has made sure that despite not feeling well and not taking the time to play with myself, that I have been that I have been amply provided with plenty of wonderful moments to get just as wet as I am now. I just didn't have the energy. So, you know who you are, and I thank you for being a loyal listener and for always I swear I will finish that. Thank you. Oh, shit, I think I'm gonna, Oh God, no, I'm gonna come already. Oh, you're great there. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. This is already off to a very good start for me. Oh my God. Oh. Now I've got to just push the vibrator down a little bit and focus. Oh, more on just feeling the vibrations than trying to come again. To take a little bit of a breather. I'm not against overstimulation. I just want to take my time with you. Oh, God, that was so needed. Oh, it's been a rough few days. So I will say again, thank you to the listener who has been looking out for me and making sure that I'm okay and that I am properly ready anytime it's needed. Thank you, sweetheart. I hope you enjoy this one. Okay. Bring it together. Bring it together. Well, I'm very curious, so let's talk kinks. As I change the pulse here and let things work back up. Oh, fuck. I, as some of you may know, I write more than I record. And that is mostly because I'm a little nervous. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. This is gonna make it much easier to talk about. Little nervous about being so vulnerable, but I do have some fun scripts hidden, tucked away in my. Ooh. In my Google Drive. That includes some of my favorite things, like biting. Oh, fuck. Shit. Breeding. And you might have already guessed that I love a daddy dom, if you've seen any of my scripts. Most of the ones I have posted right now are gentle, but oh, I'm excited to explore some rougher dom territory. Oh my God. Oh. Also have a wonderful cock-warming script too that I have hidden in my vault. But I want to know because I'm so curious. Oh. Some of you fuck. Ooh. Some of you share with me in DMs, and you are very nice and respectful. I will give you credit for that. What your kinks and fantasies are. But I also want to know if I were to dust off some of these old scripts or. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh.
please. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Or if I was to write some new things or explore some of the other very talented writers in this space. Fuck. What do you want me to come to? Or, I'm sorry. What do you want to hear? I want to know. Just starting and still figuring out what people like. If you do enjoy me, I want to know what way you want to have me. We're all here to have fun and get off, right? Oh, speaking of getting off, I'm wondering if I should keep going. I usually, if I am playing with myself, I can't stop until I've come at least 4 times. Or if I squirt before then, I'll call it. Mostly because I just want to be thoroughly satisfied. And I usually get off at times a day where afterwards the only thing I'm doing is taking a shower and passing the fuck out. And since I haven't been feeling very well, I'm wondering if before I stop recording, oh, you'd want me to give you another one. Or if you think I deserve another one. Oh, but I think what I'm gonna do. Oh, fuck, to wrap this up. I'm gonna get my dildo. Just so there's a little extra satisfaction here at the end. Don't you think that's a good idea? That way, if you're sitting there stroking your cock, well, I can imagine you a little better. Okay, I'm gonna try to adjust a little bit. So bear with me if the mic changes and moves around. I have it positioned in a way that I think it's gonna kind of get everything, but I have to like lean into it. So my apologies. Please let me know if it's too much, and I will keep that in mind if I ever record one of these again. Okay. So for me, when it comes to using a dildo or fucking anyone, I always have to start like on my back, which is perfect for this and you being here to listen, but it's just easier for me comfort wise. I have a health issue where like my body, my like uterus specifically spasms with any sort of friction or tension. So sliding anything into my pussy for the first time, I gotta take it slow. So I'm gonna keep the vibrator kind of on, like hovering over my clit, like enough to feel it, but not too much to where I'm overstimulated. And I'm gonna put my knees up. And then I'm just gonna take a moment to rub this dildo. Make sure that it's nice and wet. just gonna rub it against my thighs and up and down my pussy. The fun part about being so fucking horny is that I am so wet right now. I think it's gonna slide right in anyway. Okay. Down to business now. I'm just gonna line it up and take it slow. Fuck. Okay. It's about halfway in, so I'm just gonna hold it there and put the vibrator right back on. Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh, yes. Can feel the dildo twitching in my hand. Oh, fuck. From my muscles tightening around it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh. Fuck. Okay. Oh, I'm gonna push it in just a little bit more. Oh, right there. Oh, fuck. It's not all the way in yet, but I know I'm gonna come the second that I finish pushing it in. Oh, shit.
Oh, boy, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck.
God, that feels good. Oh, yes.
Oh, fuck.
I'm gonna start fucking myself before I lose it here.
Oh, yes. Oh, God.
I just know you'd start gentle with me, right? Nice and slow, letting me adjust to you.
Fuck.
Would it stroke your ego to know that I'd come immediately after you were all the way inside my pussy? Shit. And by that point, you could do whatever you wanted with me.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yes.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, I'm gonna pull it out and I'm just gonna fuck.
Oh, I'm just going to finish with the vibrator. Oh, God, I think I could come one more time for you. Oh, shit. God, that feels so fuck. Oh God, I gotta turn it off. How well did I do for you? Well, I'll let you tell me how much I got out of that. Now, I do have to say, I don't know when or if I'll post this. I have to see how I feel about this playtime once I play it back. But if you enjoyed it, please, please let me know. And maybe in the future I'll do another one. And I hope you have a wonderful rest of your whatever time when you're listening to this. I'm recording this on a very early Saturday morning where I am now going to take a shower because I am up and hopefully the world waking up around me wasn't picked up too much in the background of this. I'm going to take a shower and then get back in bed and go the fuck to sleep. So we'll see how productive I really am this weekend. And thank you for listening. I hope it helped you as much as it helped me.